streets drier than the desert tonight. After hours of trawling downtown, Blaise drew to a halt at the East River. A couple of gulls screeched over the horn of a tugboat in the distance. Not even the sulfuric whiff of demonies fouled the briny, humid air of late July. The turned brethren of demons usually hunted at night, needing new souls to prolong their own decaying lives. Tonight, nothing. With no fight in sight, restlessness crawled through Blaise again and had him straddling a blade's edge into darkness. Only a slight twinge remained from breaking his ribs and cracking his ulna earlier that day. He was healing too fast. The ache that had been grounding him was slowly fading, and like an addict, he needed more. Blaise dematerialized to a back street in the Bowery. The stench of rotting fish was a familiar welcome. From the shadows, he eyed the scarred, dingy building opposite, with crude graffiti scrawled across the brick walls and metal door. Headlights flashed, brightening the narrow alley. A cab crept to a halt and spewed out its contents of adrenaline-jacked humans and their demon pal, their excitement stirring the air as they scurried to the graffitied entrance. The heavy metal door opened, then clanged shut behind them, releasing the scent of copper, sweat, and something more. A whisper of seduction, it brushed Blaise's senses and took a hold of him in a hypnotic lure, drawing him across the grimy asphalt. He shoved the steel door open and headed down the stairs to the basement beneath the warehouse. The place operated as a fish market during the day, but at night, something darker took place. Two burly human guards at the foot of the stairs manned the entrance through a camera and computer. Ignoring them, Blaise made his way through the dank, narrow passage, sneaking deeper into the bowels of New York, and into a brightly lit arena swamped with humans and demons. A multitude of sensations stroked his mind, along with the smell of cold cement, sweat, blood, and agony. He inhaled harshly, absorbing just one: the sweet, brutal song of pain. It seeped into him and saturated his being. A shuddering breath racked his body, a momentary touch of sheer overwhelming feelings, once again gone too fast. There, in the center of the floor, spotlighted with daylight intensity bulbs, stood a 30-foot circular steel mesh cage, 4 feet above the ground. The thinly padded bars were a mockery at safety. He ought to know. Inside, two males fought, the thud of fists striking flesh echoing in the quiet. Blaise scanned the crowd, keeping to the edges. His skin prickled with a familiar itch. His babysitter had arrived. Maybe he'd have cursed if he gave a damn. He didn't. If Michael thought to send Dagon to babysit him, they were wasting their time. Not like their leader could kick Blaise out of his job as a guardian. As a warrior of Gaia, he remained as such for eternity, no matter what he did to himself. This was his great life, to protect this fragile species that didn't give a rat's furry ass about the dangers of the activities they pursued, like fighting for money in this hellhole. On the upside, the fact the fights had no rules suited him. Brutal, deadly, precisely how he preferred his fights. A body hit the cage bars hard, making them shudder. A bald, tattooed, heavy-set demon with beefy arms and thighs pounded a human foolish enough to be trapped with him. Demons lived among mortals on this realm, and while most preferred a quiet life, there were those, ones drawn to these brutal activities. They never lost a fight, unless he showed up. But recently, he didn't care about the wins, cared only for what the fights gave him, a way to fill the emptiness inside and stop the voices from completely pulling him down under. As the cheers grew, Blaise narrowed his eyes, his mind registering something else. The demon fought not a full-grown male, but a teen, a boy, too tall and too foolish for his own good. The demon hammered the lad. Chances were he wouldn't last long. Another vicious punch and the boy went flying back, crashing into the bars again. A pained grunt escaped him. He pushed up, holding his arm at an awkward angle. Blood gushed from his nose,